When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another Mike Tomlin slash Omar Khan press conference recap. That's right. It's been 3 months. That's right. I remember doing the Mike Tomlin end of the year press conference saying, oh man, we've got 3 months until we're going to be doing another one of these whenever Coach Tomlin speaks just before the draft. Because yeah, he spoke a little bit at the owners' meetings, but it wasn't anything put out live by the Steelers with all that good stuff. So here it is, 3 months into the offseason, the week of the draft. Here we go. This was Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan taking questions ahead of the draft. Each one opened with a very brief opening statement. Omar Khan went first. He wanted to acknowledge the hard work by everyone of part of the team, part of the process, getting all this ready. He says, not much has changed since he talked to the media in Orlando, so he's ready to go. Mike Tomlin's opening statement, he wanted to reiterate what Omar Khan said about all the work that's gone into it by everyone. Said that, he's absorbed a lot of information the last few months, and he's excited to add their new players to the players that they added in free agency to bring everything together. That was it to open up. So then they jumped into questions. I have 2 pages of questions, and I got most of them, not necessarily all of them, for what was going on. I tried to stick to the most important ones, which was all but like 2 or 3 of them. So here we go. And I will have to note who actually answered the question between Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin. So Omar Khan was asked to start. Was there a change in what positions he felt was strength since the last time he talked? He said the strengths are still the strengths. They were asked about the importance of top 30 visits. Omar Khan said they're extremely important, and that you're getting to know all these guys as individuals. And then they were asked a follow-up question. If the top 30 can seal the deal, Coach Tomlin comes in. He's like, it's a box check. Okay. You're trying to get all the info that you can off of people. It's not like other people that are following the Steelers are checking a box. Oh, they came in for a top 30 visit. That means they're on the table. No, it's players that they didn't get a chance to talk to in the way that they wanted to talk to through the combine, through pro days, through Senior Bowl, all those other things. If there's someone they still wanted to talk to about something, that's what they try to use their top 30 visits on, as the way Coach Shama explained it. Was asked about centers in this draft. Omar Khan says, not about centers in the draft. That comes later. Was asked about their own team, with the position of center, and they said they have Omar Khan, this is kind of a stock answer because you don't want to, tip your hand too much. But he's like, we have flexible guys on the roster. So in other words, he kind of downplaying the need. And that's all that was really said about that. Was asked about the next question was about the centers in the draft. Omar Khan says, there's a handful that will be starters in the NFL. He says, but there's good players everywhere. So kind of dismissing the whole idea of center, being a huge need like most people realize it is. Was asked about the importance of different positions. One position over the other that you would prioritize in the draft. Mike Tomlin says there's no cookie cutter answer to this. It really depends more on the players than the positions. Was asked about why there's seems like there's crazy deep pools of wide receivers every year. Mike Thomas says, you know, that's the nature of today's game. Guys are playing 7-on-7 in high school. They're playing more football because of the 7-on-7. And the players that are involved with that 7-on-7 are the ones that you see that are a little bit more capable by the time they get to this level because of just the added experience of it. Then they was asked if the priority of a wide receiver. They said Omar Khan says no different than any other position that they look at, and you know their one competition within the room is always a good thing and what he looks for. And then was asked about the process of the work. Is this kind of like a 5-day crazy ongoing binge scenario for all of them? And Coach Tomlin said, you know, it's really individual things. It's really day one. You go, everything plays out. You have your pick. Everyone else has their picks, all that other stuff. Then after that, you've got to reset, see what was taken, see what's available. And it's kind of a full reset for day two. And then the same thing happens for day three. So that was the answer there. I'm trying to find a good spot here. I'm going to take a break right here for these messages. So stick around. We'll be back with the rest of this Q&A. All right, Steelers fans, here we go. Let's roll through the rest of this press conference. Let's see. The next one was talking about, having coaches at the Senior Bowl, specifically the one that Coach Tomlin joked about. It was assistant offensive line coach Isaac Williams, I believe, was who he was referring to. You know, about getting information while you're down there coaching. And they say, yeah, that gives you a lot of information, according to Omar Khan. Coach Tomlin then just made a joke about that, about the importance of stuff with that. Then they were asked about, what's the process of, quote, finding Steelers? What you kind of look at that. Omar Khan says, it's all encompassing. It's looking at the tape. It's talking with them in person. It's doing your homework. It's talking to family members and all those things to come together to see if you're talking to someone that just feels like a Steeler. Was asked about, the pressure. This was to Omar Khan. The pressure of having a draft equal to what he did last year. And Omar Khan says, I just have to get the best player available at each pick is what it really comes down to. The pressure is to make the most out of every pick when you have the opportunity. Was asked a question about, how much of all your research and prep and everything goes into round one versus the rest of the rounds. You know what? He didn't really answer the question. This is Mike Tomlin. He didn't really answer the question, but he's talking about everything. He says, I want to get to know as many players as possible because you've got to get info on all these guys. I mean, he was talking about going, Michigan's pro day. There were 18 guys that were there for their – or that had, like, combine invites, I think is what he said. He's like, obviously, they're not all going in the first round. So you're getting information on everybody. He didn't break it down to how much one versus the other. He just said about getting it on everybody. Was asked about Arthur Smith and being a part of this process. And he said, all coaches are a big component, okay? They all come together to make Steeler decisions, is the way Mike Tomlin put that. Was asking about, is it tough to get information from Michigan guys because their head coach is now a coach in the NFL? They kind of joked and said, oh, it's always hard to get stuff on Michigan guys or whatever. He's like, that sometimes it's always tougher in some places than others to get information on these players, according to Coach Tomlin. Was asked about, this was funny. Mike Tomlin was asked about, they were both asked, but I think Omar was actually asked it, but Mike Tomlin was the one who answered it. About, Justin Fields' pro day and his reaction there. Mike Tomlin's like, sometimes I pay attention to someone I'm not interested in to throw you people off. What he said is that he'll make a big deal out of someone that he's not actually interested in at the time in order to, hey, it's the infamous smoke screen. That's what it is. So that was actually kind of funny. Was asked about, you know, a trade down possibility. And Omar Khan says his philosophy is to never trade away or never trade away the opportunity to get a good player. Okay. So in other words, they're sitting there. If the player they want is there, they're not going to trade away the opportunity to get that player. He says, but they will listen. And he was also asked, you know, why he's like, because the reason he was asked this question is because there's been other GMs that have been quoted, you know, we might be looking up to around 20. And they kept throwing out the number 20. And they're like, they wanted to know from Omar Khan if that's specifically because the Steelers are putting it out there about being willing to trade back or anything. He didn't really say that. He just said, well, listen. And then Coach Tomlin chimed in and said, you know, that's a historical sweet spot at 20. That is where people start to look at stuff, you know, trading to around 20. Was asked a follow-up. I didn't actually write this down. This is one of the questions I skipped, but I guess I didn't. Was asked a follow-up about, you know, did you get that when you were 20 with Kenny Pickett? And they're like, yeah, it's just what it is around that spot historically. Was asked about the whole idea of working trades, how much energy goes into it ahead of time versus, you know, with 3 minutes left on the clock. They're like, it doesn't happen with 3 minutes left on the clock. They said because, you know, they have a lot of strategy meetings of what they may or may not want to do. He's like, and the GMs talk. He's like, all the GMs know each other. They talk. They have an idea of who's wanting to do what, so that way they can do that. That was what Omar Khan was saying. Was asked about going up to get Jones last year, if that was something that, you know, was really in the plans for a while or if it came together that day. They said, you know, that came together on Thursday. Not with 3 minutes left on the clock, though, was what Omar Khan said. Was now here, Omar Khan was asked about watching Coach Tomlin at pro days. And sometimes he says, I think he's trying to throw me off as well. He says, but you know what? No one gets the info like Coach Tomlin when it comes to talking to people at the pro days and on the circuit that they do. And how gifted Coach Tomlin is about that. Was asked about the quarterback class, particularly not at the top, you know, somewhere else where the Steelers might, you know, are they interested in it? Omar Khan said they would not close the door on anything. He's like, they've got three guys in the room and all of them are on 1 year deals. Was asked about free agency versus the draft and everything. Coach Tomlin says, you know, we do what we need to do to fill stuff there. This was interesting. Was asked about, taking best player available. Omar Khan said you take the best player at a needed position. So that's what Steeler fans kind of have in mind for a long time. He just backed it up in words. Was asked if their big board is done. He says it's close to where they feel comfortable with it. Was asked about, you know, the whole idea of what they do, what they do with their 20th pick. And both of them kind of chimed in and said, especially Coach Tom said, you know, we mock it for us. So in other words, they kind of go through scenario what would be best for them if the way I read into that. Was asked if they look at the top 20 players or the likely top 20. Coach Tomlin said they're looking at the best 20 players when they look at that kind of thing. So I thought that was interesting. Was asked about, you know, having more depth at cornerback in the draft. Is that a result of the 7-on-7 stuff? And Coach Tom was like, yes, it's the same as wide receiver. They're getting more exposure to playing earlier and more often with the 7-on-7 stuff. So you can kind of apply that to cornerback as well. Was asked about their wide receiver room. Coach Tomlin says he's comfortable. He's also comfortable, you know, adding someone to it wouldn't really throw things off. They could contribute. He mentioned not by name, but by the way he described it, Puka Nacua, you know, being a fifth round pick last year, going in and contributing with the Rams. And he says he's also comfortable with George Pickens and his trajectory because that was part of the question that was asked. That's why he said that. They were asked about Corey Trice and Darius Rush. Do their development come into play? They didn't talk about how that affects the draft. Coach Tomlin sidestepped it very well. He says they expect them to make a step in year two, and we'll see what they do. Was asked about Corey Trice's health and said that it's moving in the right direction. was asked about, I wrote it down as non-center centers, meaning players that weren't necessarily playing center, but could play center and everything like that, and how they look at that. You say you have to look at their history, that at what point did they do it along the way, and their aptitude. This is what Coach Tomlin was saying. Was asked if there was a physical criteria. Coach Tomlin says, yeah, but there's exception to every rule. You know, you have guys at tackle that aren't as tall, guys at center that aren't necessarily the same build that you would look at it. So there are rules, but there are exceptions to all those rules. Was asked about, you know, what about the intellectual stuff you're talking about with these kind of things? And how do you gather that? Coach Tomlin says, we get that at every step from Senior Bowl to, you know, he even mentioned it. You can see him at practice at the Senior Bowl. You can tell intellectual stuff. So between that and talking to the players, whether it be combine, pro day, visits, all those things, you can still gather that all the whole way along the way. Coach Tom was asked about when he specifically calls a draft pick, what that's like. He says it's less emotional for me than it is for them. Their response is a window into who they are as a person. So that's always nice to know, is what Coach Tomlin said. Was asked about, you know, hey, what about three-day guys? How much do you go looking into all that? And Coach Tomlin says, we try to touch on everyone. Was asked if the new kickoff rules would change things. Coach Tomlin says, we're all figuring it out as we go. Says, yes, that's why we pulled the trigger on Cordarrelle Patterson right away. So we'll see how that plays out, and the issue of helmets on game day and everything. I think he said we'll know more about that 12 months from now, is what he said. Was asked about the possibility of any other cornerbacks returning to the roster this year that aren't on the roster. Omar Khan said, until they are back, we have to address our needs. Omar Khan was asked about Andy Weidel and his contributions, everything. And he's like, you know, we go way back. He says, we have a great staff. He listed off other people. I listed off scouts like Shelton White, Dan Colbert, other names in there that he threw in. And he says, but Andy leads this process, is one thing he specifically said that I found interesting. He didn't emphasize it like I did, but I emphasize it because I thought it was interesting. Was asked about the fifth-year options. You know, decisions need to be made there. As Omar Khan says, hey, we have till May 2nd. This week we're focusing on the draft. Coach Tomlin was asked if he's more about the hunt or the kill. In other words, the process of everything or the selection. Coach Tomlin says he likes the process. He's like, we have to know these guys all around, whether they become a part of us now. I'll throw in this. He didn't say it, but I know it's what he meant. They could become a part of us later, or whether we're going against them. It's, you know, we have to get to know these guys. And then last but not least was a question about linebacker and Cole Holcomb. This was to Omar Khan. He says Holcomb's working hard. We don't really have any update on that now, but he is working really hard. But that doesn't mean that it takes anything off the table for them to add to that room and competition to that room. Whew! Yeah, that was a lot of information. It was really, really fast with this whole process. But hey, we've got to hear from Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan. Great stuff. Hey, make sure you're checking out everything that we're doing here at Steel Curtain Network. It's a big week. Lots of podcasts, lots of content on the website. That we specifically just had our mock draft for FFSN, where the affiliates across FFSN made their picks in the first round. That was all part of Here We Go, the Steelers show. That came out just before this show. So, hey, make sure if you're listening to this one first, because it's on the top of your feed, make sure you don't miss that one. That one's some good stuff with Brian and Kevin there. We will have more stuff. We're going to have, if you're not a part of our live YouTube audience, you might want to think about it, because Thursday night we're planning on live streaming our normal SCN meeting. Normally we would do it as a Zoom meeting and just everyone be in and out. We're going to live stream it during the first round through that. So make sure you pay attention to that. I'll be back with breaking news podcasts after every Steelers pick. So make sure you're hitting all the information, everything leading up to, during, and after the draft. Whoo! Here we go. We got new members of the Pittsburgh Steelers coming. They will be here by the end of the week. Then undrafted free agents. Then filling in other things with free agency. Don't rule that out during or after the draft. All that's coming up. It's an exciting time. So let's get to it. And as I always say, to close these out, go Steelers.